0530.
Parafini, parafini, makota pela, makota pela, ya unga unga wa kastoma, zipiango, wa kastoma zipiango.
Vika chitika, musafimperera kwa.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Mukushi's Musakamla residents bemoan increased crime rate in the area. In African news, Tunisia accused of widespread rights of violence against migrants. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Mukushi's Musakamba area have raised concerns over the increasing number of criminal cases being recorded in the area. Mr. Shapika Mwendo, who spoke on behalf of the residents, explained that crime has become a growing challenge, with reports of theft and other unlawful activities on the rise. He has since appealed to government to consider constructing a police post in Musakamba to help curb the escalating crime and enhance safety in the community.
Tuafueniko uyomubo uwakuiba insumbi ne ngombe nembushi ififintu filelenga ichalo ukubwekera panuma ichalo ukutungulukwa fitekwa mulibwene kulishira malwele ngombe shiripuile kulishira malwele ankoko inkoko shirepwa elo nomba bakabwala labaku imeki chinta ngombe ngombe fi chamoneka kwachi nyumbanishi mubo uvipire. Mwe speciali munchende ukutambira kumuru wa fitete ukuisa kupona na kuno kunshi ya fitete buka mwala la bukachiramo tuafwenu kwa.
A concerned resident of Lusaka's Chilenge Township, Robert Kawe, has expressed worry over the non-operational fire station that was constructed in the area over a year ago. Mr. Kawe notes that despite the facility being fully built, it has not yet begun offering fire and rescue services to the community. He has since urged the local authority to take immediate action to ensure the station becomes functional. Mr. Kawe added that once operational, the facility would play a critical role in responding to fire incidents in Chilenge and surrounding areas, potentially reducing property damage and saving lives. Residents have continued to call for prompter utilization of public infrastructure to improve service delivery in the community.
Yeah, so it's been a concern. The facility, we appreciate the government considered the people of Kawata as well as the surrounding constituencies, if at all they are in, or other communities nearby. Yeah, by building that infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a year and some months, if not mistaken, ever since that facility was completed by the contractor was awarded. There are no services that have been offered. If you could look at the expansion of Shantumbu, there are a lot of people who need the services of the fire brigade.
Central District Land Alliance Coordinator Felix Chipoya has commended the Minister of Lands for issuing 1,000 land titles to residents of Chantente. In an interview with Combon Radio News, Mr. Chipoya said the move marks a significant step towards a formalizing land ownership in the area. He also urged authorities to improve supervision of the lands that have been allocated, stressing the need for clear monitoring to ensure the process remains transparent and orderly. Mr. Chipoya states that the alliance will canvass the titles, but called for tighter oversight to prevent confusion and protect the rights of the newly titled landholders.
That's the only area where at least we have small holders farms, meaning that it brought a lot of confusion because everyone else wanted to go to Chantente. Now that the minister has stepped up to give land to those people who have been living there and have given them title, I think it's a very good political win. We can see the political win. But my comment is that the Minister of Land, when he talks, the President, when he talks, the lieutenant, in this case the town clerk, and the Minister of Land in the province, should make sure that they improve on terms of their supervision.
Orbis International Zambia, in partnership with the Minister of Health and the University of Zambia School of Medicine, has released a striking data showing the impact of its eye care program across the country. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, Country Director Lucy Mvula says the organization has trained 253 teachers, 266 health workers, and 275 community health workers in primary eye care. She reveals that a cohort of general nurses has been upskilled to serve as ophthalmic nurses, further expanding the clinic workforce. To date, Ms. Mvula says that Orbis has screened and treated 82,502 children for eye condition, performed 1,543 surgical procedures, and supplied 126 pairs of eyeglasses to children in need. Breakfast set of commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadotela, sikomo, situmesi, twasanta. Part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rates, Mitego, Zama Oda, Zamenta Landida, Ife, Company Radio, Nizi.
50 kg Chihuahua, 150. 50 kg Repu, 200. 50 kg Ondwe, 150. 50 kg Delele, 550. 50 kg Kalembula, 250. 50 kg Impwa, 500. 50 kg Chinese, 150. 50 kg Rumanda, 250. 50 kg Big Mango, 250. Bokosi ya tomato 250. Onion